Good. How are you doing, Dr. Ish? Busy morning?
Busy morning, man. Fun morning. Getting to talk about the thing I love, which is relationships.
Well, listen, I've got a few questions about relationships for you, so
Okay.
let's see if they jive. First of all, marriage boot camp is like now a staple on TV. People go to it all the time. Why is that?
Well, you know what, Tony? It's because we all have relationship issues, right? It's the one thing that we need, and it's the one thing that none of us can seem to ever get right all the time, right? I don't care if you're a celebrity or a non-celebrity, right? We all need that relationship, but we all have some trust issues or some insecurity issues or cheating issues abound, and so we're all trying to figure out how to do it better because we're all going through this life trying to get the love we need. And wow, for the last 3 months, that has really been driven home.
Yeah, I think close quarters, I think the feeling of being trapped, adds to the just the general frustration in any relationship. How do we
It
combat that?
does, right? It's like it's one of those things to where the quarantine has magnified everything that's good in your life, and it's also magnified everything that's not so great. Right. And so this is one of those situations to where it's like the house is burning down. We've got the quarantine on one hand. We've got the economic struggles on the other hand. We've got the cultural stuff that a lot of us are trying to figure out on the third arm. And so it's like the house is on fire. So what do you do when your house is on fire, Tony? You grab for the things that are valuable. You grab for the wife or the partner. You grab for the kids. You grab for the keys. You grab for the money because you need to know what you can get out that's valuable. That you can't replace. And so we're all doing that in life as well. And we have very little tolerance for the things that don't help us feel good coming out of this.
And this season, you've got Marriage Boot Camp. You've got the hip hop edition. Do hip hop stars have a more difficult time in marriage?
Well, I think they do from this perspective of they live their life online so much, right? Their life is on Instagram constantly. It's on Twitter constantly. Every little thing they do gets magnified times 10. And so it's hard enough trying to do the relationship thing with just you and I against the world that we know it. What about if that world as you know it is 5 million, 6 million, 7 million people every single day and everybody's got something to say about it? So they really struggle with keeping those boundaries up because the spotlight is always on. And when the spotlight's on, it makes you do things out of character. And some of those things you do when you say out of character, you can't undo and you can't unsay.
Yeah, that's true. But how do we all get back to loving and caring?
Yeah, I think the question, so that's a great question, right? And so what you want to do is this is a time to really understand who it is in your life that helps you feel good and who it is in your life that doesn't help you feel so great, right? And so when that part is happening, what we're noticing is people have less and less tolerance for the things and for the people who don't help them feel good, right? We're in the boat. We're going to the island. What can I carry and what do I need to leave? And that's what people are really figuring out, right? Here's what I need to help me feel good. I need some certainty in my life. Who can be I certain that I can count on? What are those things I need that I can count on? One of the way to get that back is to get your routine down. As soon as you can get your new routine down, because we've lost the old routine, the route to work, the cup of coffee, the lunch break, the place we go, every day for that part's gone. Get a new routine down and figure out who's going to be a part of your routine. And as soon as you can get that together, the better you can feel certain about tomorrow being okay like today was.
Does a sense of humor help?
Oh, well, it's the most important coping mechanism that we have because it's the most adult and mature coping mechanism. So if you can laugh at it, right? Joan Rivers said it the best. She was like, listen, I talk about a lot of tough stuff, but if we can figure out a way to laugh at it, we can wrap our arms around it and it becomes that less scary, right? And so in a sense of the relationships, if you can laugh at yourself and laugh at each other, you figure out, hey, some of the stuff we're fighting and arguing about really isn't that big a deal because the whole key to relationships is being able to humble yourself and take yourself so much less serious. It's not about thinking about, and humbling is not about thinking less of yourself. It's just about thinking of yourself less. And that's all it is. That's the key to getting through every relationship.
I've been married 33 years, and I've
Oh,
learned
wow.
never. Yeah, well, I mean, I practice a simple rule too that whenever we fight, one of us always says I'm sorry, and my wife says that's okay. But
You cracked the code. That is it.
But never be so stiff-necked that, you can't forgive somebody. I mean, it depends on the offense. I know cheating is a very, very hard thing to overcome, and I think that's an epidemic now.
Well, it is, right? Because what social media has taught us is that we have options in the world, right? 30, 20, 30 years ago, well, okay, finding a partner was a little more difficult. Now you can be on Instagram and there are 20 people who you may be interested in. You can be on whatever dating app du jour is your choice. And so it's made us feel like we don't have to rely on each other as much, right? And most of us are a lot more independent these days, men and men and women. We don't need to come together to pool our resources economically as much as we used to. And so folks have a lot more options. But touching back on what you said, it's really about not trying to be right in that relationship. It's like somebody's got to apologize. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room every single time. And if you're showing up in your relationship and you're constantly trying to be right, it's not going to be long before you get left. That's for sure.
Exactly. Dr. Ish, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And again, just simple rules of being kind, being forgiving, and live your life like somebody's always taking your picture.
Yeah, absolutely. Because these days, they really are.